This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved increase in minimum support prices, MSP, for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2026-27. Addressing media after the Union Cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has increased the MSP of kharif crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce. He said, for the kharif season, the estimated payout to the farmers will be 2,60,000 crore rupees.
Today, a major decision was taken for farmers. For all kharif crop, the MSP has been fixed at cost plus 50% or even higher. With this decision, farmers will receive a total payout of 2,60,000 crore rupees. The annual kharif procurement for this year will be 824 lakh metric tons.
Mr. Vaishnav added that the MSP amount paid to 14 kharif crop growing farmers during the period 2014-15 to 2025-26 was 18.99 lakh crore rupees against the payment of 4.75 lakh crore rupees during the period 2004-5 to 2013-14. The Union Cabinet has approved a scheme for promotion of surface coal and lignite gasification projects with a financial outlay of 37,500 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said the scheme will generate revenue of 6,300 crore rupees per year only from mining and will also support Atmanirbhar Bharat and Make in India initiative amid current geopolitical situation. Air India has decided to reduce international flights, temporarily suspending services on some overseas routes. The decision has been taken in the wake of airspace curbs and high jet fuel prices. Air India said rationalization of international services will be in place for June to August this year. Air India to temporarily suspend services on Delhi-Chicago, Mumbai-New York, Delhi-Shanghai and Chennai-Singapore and two other routes. The Assam government will introduce the Uniform Civil Code UCC bill in the State Legislative Assembly on the 26th of this month. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma made the announcement while addressing the media after chairing the first cabinet meeting of the new term. Dr. Sarma took oath as the Assam Chief Minister for his second consecutive term yesterday. The government of West Bengal has lifted all restrictions on the interstate movement of potato, onion, fruits, vegetables, oil seeds, food grains, animal products and other essential products. Earlier restrictions were placed by the erstwhile TMC government. It is learnt huge losses were incurred by the potato farmers and other entities by this restriction. Before coming to power, the BJP had assured the farmers for the lifting of the restriction. On the other hand, West Bengal decided to hand over the cases related to the teachers' recruitment, municipal recruitment and cooperative services recruitment scams to the Central Bureau of Investigation. Gold and silver prices today witnessed a sharp surge of up to 6%. In the futures market at the multi-commodity exchange, gold for the June contract was trading nearly 6% higher at 1,62,597 rupees per 10 grams, while silver for the July contract was trading around 6.4% higher at 2,96,821 rupees per kilogram, according to latest reports. The government has raised the import duty, including cess, on gold and silver from 6% to 15%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has significantly reduced the size of his convoy during recent domestic visits while retaining all essential security arrangements mandated under the Special Protection Group SPG protocols. According to sources, the reduction in the number of vehicles in the Prime Minister's convoy was implemented during his recent visits to Gujarat and Assam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a six-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, UAE, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy on Friday. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary West of the Ministry of External Affairs, Sibi George, informed that on the first leg of his five-nation visit, Mr. Modi will reach UAE on Friday, where he will meet President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. He said the two leaders will exchange views on bilateral issues, in particular energy cooperation. And with that, we end this news bulletin.